And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the mighty 1090 studios with James and John from Inland Boat Center. We're going to be talking boats. We're talking fishing, Fred Hall, and more. You stay tuned, Southern California sport fishing boys. It's Let's Talk Hookup, mighty 1090.
A few years ago, Shimano introduced the Tranx 500 reel, and it changed the way we cast for big fish. Now, by popular demand, Shimano has created two new sizes, introducing the Tranx 300 and 400. Available now at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx is the dream reel for throwing big baits and catching big fish. X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth, effortless retrieve. Plus, Shimano's new Core Protect water-resistant technology provides long-lasting durability in the harshest environment. The new Tranx 300 and 400 are available in two gear ratios and two different handle designs to cover all fresh and saltwater applications. See the new Tranx 300 and 400 at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx, it's not just a new reel, it's a way to fish. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero is very family-oriented. People have brought their children down, and now they're bringing their children. It's not unusual to have three generations of family at the hotel. Grandpa, dad, and normally sons, sometimes daughters. The families come back year after year, and it's a safe place for the kids. It's small, it's intimate, right on the water, 2 miles of beachfront. The water's very shallow in front. There's no currents to speak of, no waves. We have child care, $10 a day for a babysitter. Security is high at Rancho Leonero. It's really unnecessary, but it adds up comfort level. We really do encourage the families. It's a great place for family reunions, family get-togethers, weddings. We do it all. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. There's nowhere that I could think of to have the same atmosphere and the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. We love families.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mighty 1090. Going to be a fun show today, talking boats.
Indeed, and something that everybody should be geared up for with this upcoming season and season that is now and upcoming. We have the guys from Inland Boat Center, James and John. Good morning, gentlemen.
The boys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Great to see you guys. So what's been happening at Inland Boat Center?
Well, coming off the L.A. show, trying to put some deals together. We had a really good show. Now's the time to buy.
People are buying
inventory.
Boats, right?
Yeah. There's reasons to buy, discounts, incentives from motor manufacturers. If anybody has interest, get on inlandboatcenter.com, look at our inventory, and let's get on the water.
You guys have the most amazing website.
Killer.
Inlandboatcenter.com, where you can see used boats, new boats, inventory, all the amazing facility there at Inland Boat Center. And then all the different things you do, the service departments you do, you even have an upholstery shop, right?
Yeah, we have full service, yeah.
Full service from sale to service and trade back in. We do it all.
Yeah, so if somebody has an old boat that they want to trade up to, say, one of the new Defiance boats, you guys take trade-ins.
Absolutely.
We love trades.
Yeah, cool. For sure. So tell us about your primary saltwater line is Defiance, right?
Yeah, Defiance is our pilot house and center console offshore fishing boat line. And we're pretty excited this year. We have a brand new model in the lineup, the 21 Catalina, new center console boat that is extremely fishable but still offers additional seating, both bow and stern, huge fuel capacity. So it's a kind of boat that for a family man, he can take the family out water skiing on the weekend at the lake, and then next weekend be at the island fishing yellowtail.
Wow. So tell us about that boat. It's you were saying it has 100-gallon fuel capacity?
100-gallon fuel capacity,
wow.
Starboard corner mounted bait system, fold-up rear bench seat, two big bow area seats with backrests that fold out of the way in a fishing application, or mom can lounge, read a book, and get some sun up front when you're just having a day on the water.
I'm looking at the photos right now on the website, like you were talking about, Pete, and it's cool that the back of the boat in fishing mode is straight center console. It's huge, open everywhere, cast everywhere, but you can see that back bench. Right? Like, if you're on party mode, I mean, you could put half a dozen people in that thing, no problem. And it's a 21-footer, easy to deal with, easy to tow. It's a cool ride.
And a built-in bait tank?
Yeah, built-in bait tank, wow. About 30 gallons.
Nice. Yeah. That's good size. So what are we talking about power-wise on that?
I think we run a 150 Yamaha on that boat.
Great, yeah. And so package price, you're going to have to prepare some Fred Hall deals?
We are. So we're also talking special pricing, of course, in place. And then we have some programs through the motor manufacturers where either they get cash back or extended motor warranties. And we're in discussion with Defiance. We're going to have some type of Raymarine package available during Fred Hall.
Wow. So you can save a lot of money on that boat.
Yeah, and have the boat ready to hit the water and fish.
One of the things that's been going on, James, is you mentioned is some new financing opportunities with interest rates and such potentially going up in the near future. Now is a really good time to buy if you intend to finance a boat, right?
Absolutely. We have new banks in that we are working with, as well as the motor manufacturers themselves are having some financing. We're looking with unapproved credit somewhere around probably the 549 range, so a recreational vehicle loan in that realm. The beauty is, depending on the institution and your credit, financing 10, 12, 15, and potentially 20 years.
My goodness.
No kidding.
That's incredible. So you could have a payment, 20-year payment, you buy a boat, it's going to be in your family for a long time. Like if you're buying that Yellowtail, what kind of payment would you be looking at for
Catalina?
That Catalina, on approved credit, about 549, 10% down on a 20-year term is about $370.
A month. That's it?
That's it.
Wow. You have your own boat motor trailer to take out and enjoy with the family or go fishing to Catalina or
absolutely
anywhere around. That's pretty cool. What are the most popular models of Defiance that you guys sell?
So probably we carry a full line of Defiance boats, and that's from the new 21 Catalina through their 290 Guadalupe.
That thing's rad.
Wow.
But our big seller day in, day out is the 22 Admiral.
The 22 Admiral.
Yeah. It's okay. It's set up to fish four guys really comfortable. A huge offshore bait tank, center mounted on the deck. Full walk around so you can get port or starboard across the transom really easily, following a fish, raw water wash down, wet deck boat. So if it gets bloody, you just hose it off and keep going. They have an extended swim platform that divers find really attractive. You can mount a ladder if a guy's also a skin diver, scuba diver. So that's our number one seller.
And the nice thing about that is, like you say, a huge middle of bait tank. No, you don't need to add that. It's part of the package.
No, they come equipped from the factory like that.
That's cool.
A lot of times at Defiance, it's almost like they build the boat around the bait tank system because that's what's critical out here. And some of our bigger models, we have them up to 115-gallon split tanks.
Wow. So. That's amazing. West Coast boat built up in the Northwest,
yep.
So built for weather.
Yeah, they're built to take stuff we don't even want to go out in. And, the way the hull is designed, in most cases, 21 degrees of dead rise, and they put a little rocker in it that helps fuel economy. The boats are reverse chined, so they're really stable when you're stopped and fishing. You don't get a lot of back and forth yaw. Very stable boat.
What's the most appropriate power for that 22? What do you see most commonly done?
We most commonly put a 200 on them. Mm-hmm. I've actually sold and run a number of them with 150s, and for a guy like me, it's enough motor, but most of my buyers opt for the 200-horsepower motor. You run it a little easier. You have enough power when those in-deck kill boxes are full of yellows or tuna and bait tanks full, and you got four big guys. That 200 gets it up on plane and running sweet.
And cool. Super efficient motors, too.
Very, very efficient. Yeah,
so
huge. great capacity, you know, fuel capacity.
Getting two and a half miles a gallon, something like that.
Yeah, actually, even better than that. We see sometimes 3.25 on the 200s and as high as 4 on the 150s.
Wow, no way. Yeah. That's great.
And, you know, that's I'm going to kind of categorize that. That's in the sweet spot,
of course,
you know, running them easy. And,
yeah.
Conditions are everything and load.
Not full of tuna and yellowtail.
Still, though, you cut that in half and it's still good. I mean,
yeah.
that's crazy.
Yeah,
yeah, burn a little more coming home heavy, but that's what we all want to do.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, no doubt about that. So talk about the inventory at Inland Boat Center, James, for a second. You have both, we talked about it, in, new and used boats. And this facility is gigantic out in Paris, right?
Right. So we operate out of a 12-acre facility, about 3 acres under a roof. It's an old Kmart building, stuffed with new and used inventory, somewhere ranging between 200 and 300 boats in the new and used lines. In the Defiant series, the full range of models, with the exception of we don't have a 25 center console at the moment, nor do we have a 22 Admiral notch transom, but every other boat that they produce we have to show, as well as the new Catalina, so we're happy to have that. Which we will be displaying not only at our facility, but we will be taking to the Fred Hall show. So if any of you guys wanted to come by and see us previous to the show, to the boat show, you can. We're centrally located in Paris off of the 215 freeway. Otherwise, we will have probably 10 or so boats at the Fred Hall show for display as well.
In Long Beach and Del Mar?
Yes.
Correct.
Wow. 10 boats in both shows.
Well, unless we sell out of them.
Yeah, that's it.
That's cool.
Because the demand, and that's one thing I want our listeners to understand. The demand, boat sales are booming right
they
now.
They are.
Yes, they are.
And the demand for boats, they can't build motors and boats fast enough to ease on the demand. So if you want a boat by spring or summer, you better jump, right?
Yeah. That's exactly why we don't have a 25 center or a notch transom right at the moment.
Yeah,
you sell out, and then you have to wait to get a boat built.
Or you deal, and that's the reason you deal with guys like Inland Boats. And I mean, you just heard, you know, 200 to 300 boats in inventory. You deal with guys like this because they have it. You know, I mean, there's a lot of places out there that we can get you one when they can build it, but you go to Inland Boat Center because here you are. You want it. This is yours. You're buying this one.
What do you typically see when somebody orders a boat? You guys obviously advise them what to put on it. What are kind of some of the things that anglers want in Southern California?
So most common is the electronics package. And you can go from mild to wild. The average guy is going to probably want at least GPS and sounder and obviously VHF radio. But oftentimes you see more experienced fishermen will want to do autopilot, radar, so we can do it all. We do full electronics installation and have a lot of equipment in house and can put a package together based on a customer's wants. On guys that are more experienced, maybe they have certain brands or types of units that they like to use, and we'll work with them and put exactly what they want on their boat.
And if you're financing the boat, you can package that all into the financing.
Sure,
right?
Can.
Sweet.
Yeah,
which is a real nice deal. The all-in-one units that the different manufacturers are coming out with now, like Simrad, which Rick and I have on our boats,
mm-hmm.
Are so intuitive and so easy to use.
Crazy.
Yeah, touch screen, push
like,
a button, there you go.
It's a different world today.
It is.
Yeah.
And then, like you mentioned, autopilot.
Mm-hmm.
Autopilot's a more expensive add-on, but once you have a boat with an autopilot, it's like you can't go back.
I was waiting for our conversation to finish. It was going to say, Pete, the exact same thing. This is the first boat that I've had that I will never own another boat that doesn't again. It, regardless of size, if you fish anywhere outside of the kelp beds, it is such a fantastic feature to have. And if you're into the fishing like we've been doing these last few years, these big bluefins, and you're flying, I would say it's virtually necessity. You know, it's such a awesome, fantastic feature, and you're just physically less fatigued at the end of the day rather than, you know, I mean, there's just one thing less to worry about. The boat does its thing. I mean, you're still at the helm. You're still driving, but it is such a no-doubter add-on.
Yeah. Do you see a lot of guys adding full electronics packages?
We see that more commonly on our 25, 27, and 29s.
Yeah.
Oftentimes, the 220 Admiral buyer is getting his feet wet. But one of the things they need to be aware of is most of these new systems, Simrad and Raymarine, are buildable. So you can start with basic electronics, sounder and GPS, and you can add autopilot or you can add radar at a later date.
Yeah, and that's the nice thing is they're all with the, they call it in Simrad, it's SimNet.
Mm-hmm.
And you just it's just plug and play, basically.
Pretty much, yes.
Yeah, pretty awesome stuff for sure. And then, of course, power. How do you decide what power? You kind of went through that on the Catalina. How do you decide which power to put on? Do you kind of advise that, you guys?
Yeah, I would say, we bring the boats in the way we most commonly sell them and what we most commonly get asked for. We can tailor power to an individual's needs. If we're going to order a boat, we can set it up precisely the way the guy wants it. So.
And beyond that, as we're very close to Lake Elsinore with these boats that we have in inventory, when we're getting down to it, we're happy to take you out on the water and run you with the boat that we have powered, and we can then make a decision if it's too much power or not enough.
And that's a big body of water, so you can move around.
Absolutely.
And an unlimited speed area, so we don't have to worry about getting a ticket if we're going to run over the normal 35-mile-an-hour lake limit. So.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Some of those boats go pretty quick.
They run very well.
Yeah, really well. Now, in addition, Inland Boat Center also has ski boats, deck boats, so if you're looking for something other than just like a family recreation boat, bass boats.
Arimas.
Arimas,
pontoon boats. We also carry the Arima line.
Yeah.
There's just tons and tons of product to look at. If you're a boater, you love boats, come see us. People walk in and are just awestruck.
Yeah.
And at the moment, it's just unique with some of the other things we've got going on. We've got over 25 used vehicles in inventory from Dodge 1500 crew cab, diesel pickup truck to tow your boat to a Maserati and a 745 and 750 Li BMWs with 15 and 20,000 miles.
No kidding.
Jettas, diesel Passats, and Golfs, with 7 to 20,000 miles. It's just anytime you're cruising by, it's a big kids' candy store is really what it is.
Yeah, that sounds
like right off the freeway.
It is a very big candy store.
Yeah, for sure. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. Lots going on here on Let's Talk Hookup with Inland Boat Center today.
Yeah, you're not kidding. We have a great time. So much to talk about. So much information with these guys, too, in addition to, obviously, the fantastic boats. But just like Pete, you were mentioning, everything they do there, trailer, upholstery, service, maintenance, everything. I mean, the guys literally do it all, and a couple of great boat guys in here today. And we're going to enjoy talking to you this morning. If you want to join us as part of Let's Talk Hookup, there's a couple of ways that you can reach us. And first is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's a local number. Or reach us toll-free. That toll-free line is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only are we going to be taking your phone calls, we're talking all kinds of boats and boating information and Defiance and Arima and everything to go along with it. We are also giving away such a great prize. One lucky caller at the end of the show today is going to win a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. It's the What's Up frame. That's a great fisherman's frame, a really nice pair of Maui Jims. This one has the matte black wood grain frame with the neutral gray lens and that super thin killer Maui Jim glass. We really want to thank our great friends at Maui Jim for allowing us to give away such an awesome pair of glasses. So again, if you want to get your shot at that great prize, or better yet, your chance to talk to the boys from Inland Boat Center, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Tons of info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest. When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the dock, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Don't believe it? Just ask those that have put them on their boat, like Captain Pete Grosbeck and other professionals. Fishing in the trough with Seakeeper basically eliminates the trough. Seakeeper's newest offering, the Seakeeper 3, is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats between 30 and 39 feet. Even better, this gyro is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post and operate on your current battery system, making installation fast and easy. Watch for new product coming soon. The Seakeeper for boats. Think about it. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your boat. That is amazing. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and to schedule your free demo, go to seakeeper.com. Take a ride, be amazed. Seakeeper.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, you want to get through, have a chance to win a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, that great What's Up with the matte black wood grain and the neutral gray super thin glass. You know what always amazes me about people when they grab a pair of Maui Jims and they pick up that super thin glass? It's like, no, this can't be glass because it's so lightweight.
I would say that the competition out there, when you compare the difference between their glass and then their polycarbonate, their plastic lenses, that polycarbonate lens, that super light feeling, that's what it feels like when you grab a pair of Maui Jims. But you're getting the benefit of having a way more superior glass. And the beauty of glass, especially Maui Jims, we're fishermen. We got to clean our glasses all the time because you got salt water and you got spray. And if you opt for other people out there and get those their plastic lens, which is way inferior to Maui Jim, you try to wipe it off with your T-shirt, you're going to scratch it. And that's the beauty of having a pair of super thin glass Maui Jims. Even though I'm sure if we talked to Maui Mikey, he would tell you you should probably be using a cleaning cloth. I've got Maui Jims, and I do it all the time. You lick your finger, you wipe it with your T-shirt, and there you go. You're good. You're good to go again.
Very true. And plus the clarity of the lens, too.
There's nothing better.
Superior, for sure. Phones are packing up. One line open. You want to get through? 877-792-1090. Open right now.
You got it. Why don't we start off the phones this morning with our good buddy Don, who's calling us from Woodland Hills this morning. Good morning, Don. Thanks for joining us and getting us started here on Let's Talk Hook Up.
Hey, thank you for taking my call this morning. First, I've just logged in and took a look at the warehouse, which is really just like an amazing showroom online. Quite impressive. So my question for the team is, why would an angler, specifically focusing on an angler, choose the Admiral line of boats, say a 25-foot versus a San Juan 25-foot?
Great question.
Well,
and maybe also for those that don't know, maybe explain the difference between the San Juan and the Admiral.
So the Admiral has a larger deck space, a little more fishability. The San Juan has a larger cabin area and is a little more plush inside. So it depends on the application. If you're an avid fisherman with a family, maybe a wife and kids that like to go and want a little more creature comfort inside the wheelhouse, a San Juan can be a great choice for that. For a hardcore tuna fisherman, blood and guts, we don't care about any frills, the Admiral is that boat.
Is the hull the same between the two, just the cabin difference?
Exactly the same. The boats are identical from the rub rail down. It's just the top deck that changes.
But the Admirals still have the protection from weather inside and nice warm ride if the weather comes up a little bit.
Yeah, the cockpit on either one, you're fully enclosed. Now, we do have sliding windows and hatches to get good airflow. The boats are available with opening front windows, and that's kind of a by choice. You can get them with or without. The San Juan has a different look about it. It has a forward-facing window. Kind of reminds you of a tugboat house. It's a really cool-looking boat. Huge, huge kind of roof area for the guys that are going to the island, surfing the backside of the islands and wanting to carry paddleboards and surfboards or dinghies, that kind of stuff. Extra rod storage can be laid flat up on that roof.
On the roof. Wow.
Yeah, and also you can add a half tower up there on either model.
Both boats very accommodating of a tower.
Yeah.
Wow. Which one do you see is the most popular?
Well, I think we sell more Admirals. The San Juans, they're just beautiful boats, but if there's a downside, they are a little more expensive than the Admiral Series boats.
Because they have more frills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, more goodies.
Like you were saying, Pete, the hardcore guy is probably going to buy the Admiral. But that doesn't mean, and it does have less deck space, but the deck space is still very ample.
Oh, it's huge.
I mean,
huge.
It's a bigger cabin, but, I mean, there's crazy room on the Admiral. There's still plenty on the San Juan. It's not like it's a small cockpit.
Oh, no, absolutely. That boat would be very much at home out here, chasing tuna or fishing Clemente or anywhere you want to go.
I like, too, that it's got you have the option of having a full stand-up head, shut the door, the whole nine. That's pretty cool in a 25-foot fishing boat.
It's a beautiful boat. I'm sure we'll have that on display at the Fred Hall Show. And by all means, if you haven't seen one, come by and take a look at the store and look at the whole lineup. That's really the best way to go.
And the base model of an Admiral? Is there such a thing as a base model price of an Admiral?
You know, there is.
Base is not fair because they come with bait tanks and fully equipped with the washdowns.
So we order the boats. There is basically a base boat, and it would have nothing. We order the boats in the way our fishermen, our Southern California fishermen, are telling us they want the boats equipped,
right.
And that is spreader lights, rocket launcher rod holders, raw water washdown pumps, bait tanks. You can buy a Defiance boat without a bait tank, but I don't know anybody out here that would want one without a bait tank.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Especially, and just to give you credit to the guys at Defiance, I'll tell you, a lot of people would probably opt to not get a bait tank because most of them aren't up to the snuff of the style of West Coast fishing we do. Defiance boats are not that case. This is a fiberglass, it is a high-end bait tank.
That's right, Rick.
It's not a molded round tub.
A real bait tank.
That's what I'm saying. You know, there's so many boats, we've got a bait tank, but it's a round piece of plastic with a pump in it. That's not what these are.
Right. If you were a salmon fisherman in the San Juan Islands, you probably don't need a live bait tank. So you're going to go up and troll and that type of stuff. So we order them equipped the way our fishermen fish down here.
Yeah. With heavy-duty galvanized trailers?
Yep. Either galvanized or aluminum.
Which one's better?
Well, I think it's a personal choice. The aluminum trailers will be a little lighter, so if tow weight's a concern for your tow vehicle, we'd go with a Cocopelli aluminum trailer. Mm-hmm. The galvanized square tubing trailers are just tough and stout. And if a guy's towing down into Mexico, and maybe that could be a better choice if he has an adequate truck.
You know what I find is guys with aluminum trailers say aluminum's best, and the guys with the galvanized trailers say galvanized is best.
And then there's that.
Anyway, hey, Don, thanks for getting us started. Appreciate the call this morning. 858-457-1090, open right now. You want to get in, talk to the guys from Inland Boat Center, have a chance to win a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. That's your shot in.
That's it, man. How about next up, we talk to Rick. He's calling us from Simi Valley this morning. What's up, Rick? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, you old salts. I'm going to put in an advertisement here. West Valley Sportsman's Club, Fishing Tackle Swap Meet, Saturday, February 10th. And it's going to be at the Canoga Parks Elks Lodge on 20925 Osborne Street, Canoga Park. Cost for a sale table is $25, and that all goes to the Elks, which is, you know, charitable organization.
Nice.
And if anybody wants to buy a table, $25, or just come on in, because one of my good buddies I grew up with in Redondo, way back to the 60s, I think it's his third wife, hated the place, and he's out to Arizona now. So I got about 40 of his saltwater rods, bunch of reels.
Any surface iron?
Yeah.
I beg your pardon?
Any surface iron?
Oh.
Yeah, set aside all the old 45s.
I got two or three buckets full of
them. There you go. Okay, Rock God Rick might be up there.
Set aside those 45s and 7Xs for me.
There you go.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun, Rick. Yeah. We appreciate the heads up. And if anybody's in that area, sounds like a good deal to go in and get some good deals and some used tackle.
Yeah, heck yeah. Very good. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. That does free up 858-457-1090. Or another line opened up at 877-792-1090. You want to get through? There is your chance. Got to talk about another event that's coming up, and it's not going to be a swap meet, but it's going to be pretty much
swap meet prices.
Yeah,
totally.
And that's going to be the 6th annual Bay Bass Seminar at Dana Landing coming up 2 weeks from today,
yeah,
believe it or
exciting.
Not. Sunday, February 18th, starts with a live broadcast of Let's Talk Hookup with Benny Florentino, Coastal Charters, and Gene Estabrook from East County Bait and Tackle. Gino will be talking about some great stuff. Seminar starts at 9:30 at Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay, featuring Benny and Corey Sandin, Afrin Abutin, Matt Moyer, and then Afrin from Warbaits is going to be teaching a little beginner kayak seminar at 11 o'clock, and then lunch is going to be served by Rory from Traeger Grills, going to be cooking up. That guy's unbelievable.
Man, yeah.
And the Traeger Grills, I mean, wow.
Anything that comes off of those things is killer, especially when those guys are at the helm.
Oh, yeah. Free lunch and beer tasting from Ballast Point, and you get a $40 gift card from Dana Landing, thanks to Steve Bernard and the guys at Dana Landing, for joining CCA or renewing your membership at CCA.
Explain that to one more time, because I just think, one, we got to give yet another hats off to Steve Bernard, but what a crazy deal that is for joining CCA and getting that gift card.
Yeah, no kidding. So, cost $30 for a basic membership to CCA.
Right, and which you should have anyways.
Yeah, you should have anyways, because it's we're doing amazing things for fishermen in Southern California and beyond, too. They'll give you a $40 gift card, which means you basically make $10.
You get a free
deal.
$10.
Yeah, so that's a pretty good deal. And if you get a lifetime membership, which is $1,000, if you're a lifetime member like me, you get other benefits and such like that. You get a free pair of Maui Jim sunglasses.
So cool.
So that's a pretty good deal. And the nice thing about the lifetime membership for CCA is all that money stays in California.
Yep.
And versus the regular membership. A portion of that does go to the national, which is important too,
yeah.
To support the national,
strong.
The whole organization. But all that money on the lifetime stays right here in California to do the things. So I encourage everybody that can do that, join and be a life member and get a free pair of Maui Jim sunglasses at the event. So that's Sunday, February 18th, 2 weeks from today, Dana Landing. Right on Mission Bay there across from SeaWorld. You don't want to miss it.
All right. Hey, well, let's jump back into the phones again. If you want to get through, 877-792-1090. Let's talk to Robert. He's calling from Capistrano Beach this morning. What's up, Robert?
Yeah, hi, guys. Hey, I got a question for the boat expert there about the advantage or disadvantage of having, let's say, the boat, calls for a 300 horse motor. How easy would it be to put two 150s on there, and what would be the advantage or disadvantage?
Very good question. Yeah.
So, in most cases, the idea of running twin power is for redundancy. If you were far offshore and you lost a motor, you would still have power to get home. And years ago, that was very, very sound thinking. In today's age, number one, these motors are as close to bulletproof as I think a manufacturer can make one, and we seldom hear of a breakdown at sea. Plus, we have vessel assist and sea tow at our disposal. So twin engines will cost a little more in most cases. And if you like the idea of having backup power, it's a great way to go. We do sell an awful lot of single engine, bigger boats, just because you have less maintenance. You only got one motor to service a year. And so it's kind of an individual choice. I don't know that there's a right or wrong answer there.
Yeah. One thing I noticed about twin power, twin outboard power on some boats is that sometimes it makes them ride a little better, too, ride a little more solid and in rougher weather. Have you seen that at all?
Well, I guess that could vary boat to boat. One of the things we're most proud of is the hull design on the Defiance boats. With their deep V entry and reverse chine, they're designed to handle rough water so well, they track so well, and are so smooth riding.
Yeah.
I don't know that I can specifically say that a single 300 on a 25 runs better than two 150s, but...
Sure.
You know...
Like you say, it's very easy to build a case for both, no doubt. Safety, you know, safety of having two motors, two bites of two props in heavy water, or the same, less weight, less motor, less maintenance. I mean, both of those are good things. You
all
just kind of got to decide as you're going through and building the boat what makes the most sense for what you're going to do. And again, that's the beauty of Inland Boat Center. You get to do that. You know, you get to build your boat with these guys.
Yeah, we really do like to sit down and talk to a guy about his application.
Totally.
What he wants to do. And so for some of the guys that do a lot of offshore trolling with say, twin 150s, you have the ability to shut a motor down, troll on one motor, kind of alternate, kind of keep hours down between the two motors.
That's a good call. Valid, too.
Yeah, so.
For sure. Yeah, and like you said, though, the reliability of, like, the Yamaha four-strokes outboards, you just don't need to worry about them breaking down.
No,
It just doesn't happen.
It's crazy to say it like that, but it is the case. I mean,
yeah.
They just don't have problems.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. I got a question, too. When you talked about doing pilot house boats earlier, you mentioned on the 25 how they were perfect size for doing a half tower and things like that. I know you guys do rocket launchers and things like that. Can you assist in that sort of thing, too, as far as putting a half tower on and all those kinds of things?
Oh, sure. Generally, we keep a boat with a half tower in stock so people can see it, visualize it. And I can put a half tower on any boat, any Defiance boat on the lot. Well, any pilot house Defiance boat, the center consoles, they typically have tuna towers on them that have radar brackets if you want to, you know, tune up the electronics and stuff. So.
You have vendors that you work with that'll build towers, custom towers.
We do. We actually use the same manufacturers that they use at Defiance Factory.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome. Okay. So everything's going to match. Everything's going to look right. The lines are going to be right with the boat that you have, all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
That's cool.
Pretty awesome. All right. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it. Robbie in La Jolla, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Robbie?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, I just had a quick question. So if I was to buy a boat at Inland and they wanted the Sea Keeper on it, how does that work out? Do the Sea Keeper guys come down and put it in, or do you guys install that?
Well, there's not a Sea Keeper available yet that is for that size. However, like we tried to get out of Berkeley yesterday, that is going to be introduced in a couple of weeks, and it will be available. It will be available within, they're talking about the spring. So if that's the case, would that be something they put in up at the factory, or is that an accessory you guys can install? It's all new. It's new technology, so it's hard to say, right?
Yeah. So at this point, I mean, a little unfamiliar, and I really don't have an answer at this point.
And I think the answer would be that you'd still contact Seakeeper, and then they'd make arrangements, probably working with Andrew down at he's the dealer down in San Diego or one of the other local dealers, and then they would work with you guys.
Yeah, with us or with the factory.
But more than likely, if you wanted to do that, you could wrap that into a financing program too.
Certainly.
Right? As long as you,
certainly.
Yeah, if you wanted to have it all installed.
I wouldn't be a bit surprised if you could find room to put a Seakeeper in that 29 Guadalupe. That's a serious boat, man. That's a lot of space in that thing.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up 877-792-1090.
And when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of your phone calls, and we're going to check in with the Catch Report, find out what's biting up and down the beach. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial. I think most of you get that I'm a fisherman and work with the fishing community, but to understand exactly what Sport Fishing Financial does, ask yourself these four questions. First, do you really know how much money you'll need in order to retire comfortably? Next, do you know how much you'll have to save on a regular basis to reach that number? Do you have a process that includes a proven investment strategy and confidence that the money you save will grow? Last, do you have a plan for how to turn your savings into retirement income? If you don't have good answers to these questions, you're not alone, but you should, and I can make sure you do. In addition, if you own a business and currently provide or are planning on providing a retirement savings plan for yourself or your employees, we should really talk. We offer an outstanding variety of creative solutions that are sure to meet your needs.
Some of our listeners may feel overwhelmed. Others may believe they are already doing the best they can. In either case, I bet Rick can help. Set a time to meet with him and start planning for your personal or business investment success. Find Rick on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com or give him a call at 949-481-1807. It's time for Yamaha's The Key to Reliability sales event. For a limited time, purchase a new select eligible 2.5 to 300 horsepower four-stroke outboard and have your choice of either 2 free years of Yamaha extended service coverage or up to $1,500 in dealer credit. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Visit your local Yamaha outboards dealer today. Offer ends March 31st, 2018. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Time to talk about great gear from Shimano, and I'll tell you, it's bay bass time. We're talking about that big bay bass seminar. Nothing better than a Tranx 300 and a Terramar rod.
I agree, man. Tranx 300, Terramar 80MH, 80H, 80M, even, I mean, just fantastic options, and that reel is so fantastic for that style of fishing. Whether you're a bay bass guy, a Catalina Island guy, go out to Clemente and fish big fish, that's the beauty of that reel. Leadhead swim baits, big weedless baits, it does it all, has the power and the line capacity to get the job done.
Yeah, no kidding. And if you're a saltwater, a freshwater guy, that Tranx 300, great reel for that. I'm going to take one to El Salto and fish those bass with that. Power, castability, and, you know, virtually backlashes once you set that system.
You're right. Options of having power handle, different gear ratio options. It's a perfect reel for it and a fantastic piece of gear for your arsenal.
You bet. Check it out. The Tranx 300 and Terramar rod combo at your local Shimano dealer. Who's going to be more successful? The guy with a state-of-the-art fish finder and the latest sonar technology? Or the guy who wastes time looking for fish the old-fashioned way? Smart fishermen know how to embrace technology. And no one understands technology better than your San Diego County Ford dealer. The new F-150 is the only truck available with Pro Trailer Backup Assist, the most advanced, most efficient way to back a trailer ever. It's just one of many high-tech features you won't find on any other truck. Ford is also the only brand available with EcoBoost, a twin turbocharged engine that offers impressive fuel economy without sacrificing power. In other words, Ford trucks just flat out work smarter. So whether you're on the road or on the water, don't let technology pass you by. Come in now and get a clearance price on a new high-tech 2017 F-Series pickup. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. Ford, that's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com. Welcome back. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray, Rock Cod, Rick Maxa in the studio with the guys from Inland Boat Center. James Hellman, John Paul from Inland Boat Center. You want to get through, have a chance to win a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses? Here you go. 858-457-1090. Open right now. Or 877-792-1090.
All right. Hey, with that, it's time to find out what's biting out there. As promised, it is time for the Catch Report today, sponsored by Gamakatsu Hooks. Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps your bait alive? It's Japan's leading fish hook. That's Gamakatsu, the hook that drives the point home with an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Check Gamakatsu.com. And I know that we're not supposed to say things like this, but I do know that Gamakatsu is going to have a very cool promotion at Fred Hall Show. So I'll just
talking about buy two, get one free, maybe?
I'm just leaving that. I'm just leaving the teaser out there.
All right.
It's better than it has been in a lot of years.
No, so, come on. Yes. It's already really good.
So just stand by. Going to be a very good Gamakatsu year at Fred Hall Show.
Okay,
sure.
That's good news. Captain Brian Willie, Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. What's up, Brian?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
What's up, Willie?
Fantastic.
Man. Have Pika Phil in a couple weeks trying to finish up our boat work project on the Sun Fun here. We're going to be back online tomorrow. So
that's a good feeling.
Had to redo lots of stuff, repaint, and get everything all dialed in. So we're looking forward to it. But hey, man, how's this weather been? It's been phenomenal.
Amazing.
It helped us out.
So
but geez, this week we continue to see that steady sculpin action. You know, it pretty much carried us through the last month or so now. Consistency for sure has been the name of the game. It's been a, you know, it's kind of been a workout of a little bit for limits on one day, and then other days it's been finding them biting and getting it done pretty quick and then having time to go catch a few bass afterwards. So it's been plenty good, and along with the flat, calm conditions and sunshine, man, it's made for some great three-quarter day fishing for us. The half-day action, too, right now is still, it's day-to-day as well kind of a deal. You know, a day or two you get into, you know, a little biting sand bass and some calico bass, and one day it'll be out in the deep water. And then another day, that fish in the shallows wants to bite a little bit as well. But a little bit better surface action this week, I think, because of that sunshine. You know, the water temps here, like 60 degrees, has been pretty much the standard water temp. So, you know, kind of a little bit of surface action on the fly line sardine. Some guys catch some stuff on the bottom as well. So that's been kind of how that half-day fishing has been going for us. And then finally, this halibut fishing, gosh, this stuff's just been phenomenal for us down here. Another large fish took a second place spot this week, 32.5 pounder caught Friday. Yeah, nice one, right?
That's why I'm saying that 36 pounder is not safe. You know, I mean, you guys are catching a lot of big ones.
It's been good, man. Like, for sure, this is the best halibut derby we've had in, you know, the history of this derby. But yeah, you're right, Rick. That 36 pounder, definitely not safe. And, you know, these 32 pounders are, you know, they're there.
Knocking at the door.
And what's the story? Why is the halibut fishing so good around Dana Worth Sport Fishing? What are you guys finding?
Well, right now there's been a lot of sardine and a lot of mackerel out in that 200-foot range. And that stuff's just, there's been a lot of it. And this fish is just camped out under it. So it's been a matter of finding the zone where this bait's kind of stacked up and setting up for a drift.
Find the bait, find the fish, huh?
That's it. So they got a little bit of an offshore breezer this morning to help with their drift. They're out on the Atlantic today. So hopefully, you know, they get the hook and a couple nice ones as well today. So that's it's very phenomenal. So we're hoping to keep that rolling. I think the bottom end fish, the number 25 fish at the bottom, I think it's just a hair over 10 pounds. So that's, you know, still, you know, not giant, but still it's respectable flat fish.
Very,
you know?
Respectable.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
For sure. And if I'll tell you what, a beautiful week of weather this week. I mean, just like less than 10 knots most of the time, and just going to be fantastic weather. How do we get a hold of you? We want to go fishing at Dana Worth Sport Fishing.
Cool. Thanks, Pete. The number here is 949-496-5794. That can, you know, you can call. They can make a reservation for any half or three-quarter day trip. And then if you want to check us out on the web, of course, danaworth.com. You can book online from there. And then, you know, check us out on Facebook and Instagram and all that stuff. So.
You bet. And right on the front page of Let's Talk Hookup website, letstalkhookup.com, you can click that Dana Worth banner, and it'll take you right to the source.
It'll take you to the source. And, hey, next week I'm going to have a code for your, for all the listeners here. We're going to throw out a code from week to week here and you know, give everyone an opportunity to get some sort of a discount. So we'll get that worked out this week. And
sweet.
We'll have that
nice. That's cool, Willie.
All right. Very good. All right. Sounds great. All right. Back to the code for you, for our listeners, get a deal.
That's it.
All right.
Try to get them out of the water. All right, guys. Thanks for the time. Good stuff, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks,
Willie.
Next week. Very good.
All right. Yeah. Hey, let's continue on with the catch board. We're going to go to the beach, find out what's going on with our surf fishing guru, the Surf Report with Gundy Gunderson. What's up, Gundy?
To the beach. What's up, guys?
We're doing
what's
great,
up,
buddy.
Man? Let's go. What's happening? How are you catching?
Like? Yeah. It's, you know, we're having such a brutal winter here, you know.
Exactly.
You have to put socks on before you put your flip-flops on. That's tough.
Yeah.
No, actually, we do have things happening. You know, we're just right here at the beginning of February, and this is when the traditional perch bite starts on those northern grounds, and we're seeing some good signs. The big news this week was the perch bite up north early February. Start to see some of those hens starting to get active, feeding before they start their spawn, building up those eggs. Wiley's reported the Uptown Derby yesterday took place. About a dozen guys participated. The group spread out along the Oxnard Ventura stretch and found good conditions and lots of biting perch. The winning fish was 2 pounds, 8 ounce, a very respectable fish. They had a 2-1, 1-8, 1-7, 1-6, so very nice quality. The big fish came on a lucky crab. a 110 flash minnow, that's a big bait, metallic sardine, but, you know, that's something we're seeing in the perch scene now is guys throwing big baits. The other hot bait was fresh frozen shrimp. Big Fish and Seal Beast reported the perch species were the best bet this week. Anglers fishing along the piers and jetties reported a mix of barred perch, shiner perch, rubber lips, 7-11, and some real nice sargo. Typical, you know, perch fishing in cool water. Mussel was the top bait. Belmont, Seal Beach Pier, Jetty, good places to look. Ketchum and Newport reported improved perch fishing on the peninsula there. The grub bite was real good. Carolina Rig, Motor Oil, Root Beer, Clear Red Flake, that kind of thing. The stretch near the piers and then those street jetties producing. Pacific Coast reported a little slow in the lagoon. Some guys scratching some spotties in there on small plastics. The better bet was a perch bite. Army Navy Academy, South Carlsbad, Motor Oil, Big Hammer, Grubs were the ticket there, Fish Carolina. And, you know, just an example of why you have to go. You know, we really haven't had a lot of halibut bites. One of my buddies let me know his work bait was down there at State Park and throwing a hard jerk bait, took a 36-inch halibut, you know. So we don't get a lot of reports, you know, this time of year, so you really don't know. So you have to go check out yourself if you want to be honest. And 36-inch halibut, that's a dandy for this time of year.
Well, you're not kidding, man. That's some certainly good fishing. And just to know that fish is available with the weather the way that it is and that fish rushing the beach, it's certainly a great time to be going. And sounds like a good time to kind of target that trophy class fish, too. You know, the summertime you associate it with going down and lots of bites, but good opportunity for getting a big one right now.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, what I like to do when you get this calmness where it's lake-like is fish some of those rocky spots that are a little more difficult to get in when you have swell, you know. And it's going to be cleaner water. So you want to go to some of these, maybe a soft jerk bait or something that's a little slower moving, sometimes a cut anchovy fished along the reef or something. But you can get real neat access in this low, swell, no wind, flat, calm type of conditions. So have a go at it.
Andy, we had a question earlier or yesterday, actually, about that, you know, that you know, you've been talking so much about the, you know, Rapala Lucky Craft jerkbait style of fishing in the surf.
Yeah.
And the question was whether that was done better with spinning tackle or conventional. You got any thoughts on how a guy would most appropriately set himself up like that, trying to target, you know, that halibut slash, you know, bigger surf quarry when you're fishing those jerkbaits?
Yeah, I think that's a case where spinning tackle is excellent, you know, because the key on those jerkbaits is keeping tight to the line, you know, so as when you hit those things, the bait comes towards you and then you have to pick that slack up. And with a spinning reel, you're constantly tight. And so that keeps the line on the reel tighter. It can be achieved, you know, easily with a conventional reel, but you really have to keep track of making sure that line comes tight on the reel, because then your next cast, you might free spool it and you start getting a loose spool, so to speak. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Worry free, and I like using big spinning reels for big jerk baits, you know what I mean? So that's definitely a thing. And I've always said too, I like a piece of mono in there, because if you know you hang a 20-pound halibut or something and you have surf and surge,
sure,
and stuff, that little piece of mono gives you just a little shock absorption, you know what I mean?
Man, that's great info, Gundy. Well, we appreciate it. That's why he's the surf guru. Sure appreciate that as always, Gundy, and look forward to another great report next week.
Hey, and I'm telling you, Rock God, I get a lot of these tackle shops tell me the guys listen to our show, you know, they give some of these things we talk about a try, and that really gives me great pride. That's what we're all about.
Well, I can assure you, just to add to your collection, I mean, people come into our shop all the time saying, hey, I want that thing Gundy was talking about. What's that bait he was talking about? What's the bait he said that guy caught the striper on him? We hear about it all the time. You do a great job, Gundy, and we sure love having you.
Right on, guys. My pleasure. You guys have a good week and have fun today.
Thanks, Gundy. Appreciate that very much.
All right. That's going to wrap up our catch report today. Don't forget, pick up your 2018 CCA Sport Fishing Calendar. You can get them at Fisherman's Landing Tackle, The Long Fin, Turner's Outdoorsman, and other fine tackle stores. Proceeds help benefit CCA California. And don't forget, you have to register your calendar at the CCA.org. CCACalifornia.org. And when you do that, you're going to have a chance to win one of those great monthly prizes. You've heard us announce them right here on Let's Talk Hookup. We'll continue to do it every month, but super easy. Get your calendar on the back. go to ccacalifornia.org, register that number, and that's all you got to do. Stand by, Let's Talk Hookup, and find out what great prize you win.
There you go. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
Sounds good. Pete in Canyon Lake, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Great.
Good. Thanks for taking my call. I've got a quick question for the inland boat guy. I'm one of your neighbors in Canyon Lake here. Do most of my boating in the ocean. And next time around, if we buy another boat, probably get a 26, 28-footer. But I'm wondering of the advantages of if I should just, because we've had inboard, outboard boats, and which most of those cabin cruisers are. I'm just wondering if I should look for something with an enclosed cooling system as opposed to the raw water cooling system next time around.
Good question.
Yeah,
you know, for a trailerable boat situation, or even for a boat that's commonly left in salt water, I don't think it's an absolute necessity. If you're trailering your boat, you're launching it in the ocean, you have the ability to flush it when you're done. A closed cooling system still runs water through transfer coils and through the drive system. The only thing it keeps it out of is the actual cooling jackets in the motor. So while it's not a bad thing, a lot of times guys don't want to go to the extra expense.
And, I mean, these...
Right, and
like you say, I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to pretend like salt water isn't a corrosive thing. It's one of the most corrosive there are, but these motors were built with that in mind. I mean, they are a saltwater offshore motor. I mean, they were certainly built to be ran and cooled with saltwater.
Very true.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon, well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136. Or check kingfishercharters.com.
Hi, I'm Hayden Lane from Fast Lane Sailing and Kayaking Center, and I want to tell you about our newest, best-selling kayak, the new Hobie I-11S. The thing is an inflatable kayak, but this thing has all the advantages of an inflatable kayak with no sacrifice in performance. It's super wide, and it's super stable. It's shaped like a stand-up paddleboard. It just skims across the water, making it one of our fastest kayaks, and it rolls easily back into its bag. That's right, easily. It's so quick and easy to use, it's become my go-to fishing kayak. My mom and dad just threw a couple in the car and drove up to Mammoth Lakes for a few days and caught a whole bunch of trout. This kayak solves so many problems for so many people. No roof racks needed, no storage in the garage, throw it in a closet, throw it in the back of your car. Most importantly, come down and try this new kayak out. You won't believe how well it works. We do demos every day at our shop right on the water in Mission Bay, and we'd be happy to take you out on it. So call the shop at 619-222-0766 to schedule a demo. Or check us out on the web at fastlanekayaking.com.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego Sports Leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Who's going to be more successful? The guy with a state-of-the-art fish finder and the latest sonar technology? Or the guy who wastes time looking for fish the old-fashioned way? Smart fishermen know how to embrace technology. And no one understands technology better than your San Diego County Ford dealer. The new F-150 is the only truck available with Pro Trailer Backup Assist. The most advanced, most efficient way to back a trailer ever. It's just one of many high-tech features you won't find on any other truck. Ford is also the only brand available with EcoBoost, a twin turbocharged engine that offers impressive fuel economy without sacrificing power. In other words, Ford trucks just flat out work smarter. So whether you're on the road or on the water, don't let technology pass you by. Come in now and get a clearance price on a new high-tech 2017 F-Series pickup. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. Ford, that's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all the miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards, we've got kayaks, we've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 super pongas. We have dive ships. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. It's unique.